maju bersama diriku.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
The Ministry of Creative Economy is collaborating with the private sector to offer free training programs aimed at equipping micro, small, and medium enterprises with digital business skills. The Ministry signed a Memorandum of Understanding with tech-based learning platform Cakap here on July 18, 2025. Mount Marapi, an active volcano located within the Tanah Datar and Agam district of West Sumatra, erupted Wednesday morning, sending ash 1.6 kilometers above its peak and creating a plume visible from nearby cities. Ahmad Rifandi, an officer at the Marapi Observation Post, noted that an eruption was recorded on Mount Marapi on Wednesday at 7:23 a.m. local time, with ash columns reaching 1.600 meters above its summit and above sea level, stated in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak sebuah logam berkarat. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Telah lama ku di sini menunggu kau kembali. Senja terasa hampa.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Good afternoon, this is Unika on Afternoon VOI Talk. Today we're checking in on the flood situation in Manila, Philippines. Joining us is Miss Mila, or Bumila Tarigan, from the Indonesian Embassy in Manila. Good afternoon, Bumila. How are you? Thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here with us today. How are you, Bumila? Are you affected by the recent flood that happened in Manila?
My condition now is good. But I'm doing work from home as encouraged by our local government. So now I'm having a Zoom from my home. My residence actually not affected by, not surrounded by the flood, but there are some areas to reach the our embassy that affected by the flood. Thank you.
That's very sad to hear. And because the embassy is also affected, we want to know, how is the current situation in Manila, Bu?
Yes, maybe as you already aware that the Philippines now is still experiencing heavy rainfall as the impact of Habagat. The local call it as Habagat. It's a southwest monsoon combined with the tropical cyclone Prising and tropical storm Dante. So for the last few days, we are facing a very intensive rainfall almost the whole day, especially in the evening, and strong winds, thunderstorm, and this condition had caused floods in some areas. This happens also due to our geographical condition in the Philippines that is located in the Pacific Typhoon Belt, which is in the Western Pacific Ocean, one of the most active typhoon zones in the world, with around 20 typhoons enter the Philippines every year.
And how about the area? Which area that are affected by the flood? And what about the Indonesian embassy itself? You mentioned that it's also affected. How bad it is?
Yes, until now, some areas that are affected is in Luzon part and Visayas. As I told you that our embassy is actually not surrounded by the flood, but since it's in Metro Manila and Metro Manila is in Luzon area, so the access and the main infrastructure to reach the embassy from some of the staff's residence is disconnected because of the flood. So that's why maybe our ambassador also encouraged us to follow the regulations from the local government to be working from home.
Okay, so that's why. And since there are also, of course, Indonesian living there, do you know how many Indonesian living in Manila currently?
According to our data, actually from the portal Peduli UN, we have around 5,000 Indonesian living in Manila.
And so far, is there any affected Indonesian that has said any report to the embassy?
So based on our communications with our Indonesian community here in the Philippines and also our observations in the media, until now, there is no report yet about Indonesian community that affected by the flood.
Thank God. It's very good to hear that. And sadly, from the research that I've done, there are 6 people that are currently passed away, and there's also a lot of missing people. So how is the evacuation process?
So according to the Office of Civil Defense, as you just told me also that there are 6 deaths until now, and 17,000 in people Filipino in the 500 evacuation centers currently, and another 65,000 evacuees taking shelter elsewhere. And the Department of Interior and local government actually had instructed the local government unit to conduct the evacuations by prioritizing children, elderly, and persons with disabilities. Usually they use the schools and barangay halls. Barangay is like a kecamatan in Indonesia, or kelurahan. And that's schools and barangay halls usually used for the evacuation centers to relieve goods distribution. And actually, after the Pagasa issues a flood advisory, other agencies like NDRRMC, National Disaster Risk Reductions, MDA, and other related local government units also activate their response plans.
Okay, and other than the instruction of being or working from home and the evacuation itself, is there any other instruction or latest instruction from the local government?
For the instruction itself, PAGASA is Philippine Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services had issued the heavy rainfall warning, such as orange alerts since July 20 until 24. And this warning always sent to our mobile phone, so every people can anticipate about these conditions and doing important measures for the safety. And responding to these conditions, actually the Malacanang Palace has already issued memorandum circular regarding the suspension of classes and government office work across Metro Manila. But the suspension in private sectors remain at employer discretion.
Okay. In the beginning, you've mentioned about the geography situation of course, Manila and also Philippines. We want to know, because of that, how frequent is flooding and happen in Manila?
Okay, so actually the exact number of flood incidents varies each year. But on average, the country experiences around 20 typhoons per year, and most of the typhoons bring heavy rainfalls and cause widespread floods. As I told you before, that this condition due to the Philippine geographical location along the Pacific Typhoon Belt and its archipelagic nature. And the Philippines also has a long coastline and is very vulnerable to coastal flooding from storm surge, high tides, and rising sea levels. According to my research also, the Philippines ranked fourth globally in terms of disaster exposure, highlighting the country's vulnerability to various natural hazards, including floods.
Okay, and where are places prone to disaster in Philippines that Indonesian citizens need to be aware about, aside from the fact that they will get notified from the agency, but where are the places that we need to be cautious?
Yes, this is very important. Yeah, related to the typhoon that usually happen every year, some areas near to the river very prone to experience floods, such as Malabon and Marikina. But the Metropolitan Manila Development Authority also has officially flagged 49 flood hotspots across Metro Manila. This is concerning to the poor drainage and low elevations. The areas such as Caloocan, Pasay, Las Piñas, Makati, the embassy is in Makati, Muntinlupa, Mandaluyong, and Quezon City are the areas that we need to anticipate it during this season.
Okay, yes, and we hope that the situation in Manila improves very, very soon and all Indonesian citizens and all Philippines citizens remain safe. Thank you, Bu Mila, for joining us today and for the important update and also information from Manila and Philippines. Thank you so much, Bu Mila. That's it for today on Afternoon VOI Talk. I'm Unika. Until next time, please stay safe and take care.
Tulis tiwa di situ ku ada. jiwamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kau bilang kau minta
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Sunset, we're lying on my bed with 5 hours to go. Fingers entwined, and so were our minds crying. I don't want you to go. You wiped away tears, but not fears, under the still and clear indigo. Said, baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this, babe. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I prayed the block in my airway dissipates and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies. Something beautiful died too soon, but I'm letting go. I'm giving up the ghost, but don't get me wrong, I'll always love you, that's why I wrote you this letter. This is where we say goodbye. I know I'll be alright. Someday I'll be fine, but just not tonight. Plunging into all kinds of diversions, like blush wine and Sonora soirees. But even with gin and surging adrenaline, I see you're all that can intoxicate. Oceans and engines, you're skilled at infringing on great love affairs. Home, all I've known is long gone and 10,000 miles away, and I'm not okay, but I'm letting go. I'm giving.
given up. Your ghost has come to a close. I mark the end with this last song I wrote. I'm letting go. This is the last falsetto I'll ever sing to you, my great lost love.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of lyric makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, lyric becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called lyric. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia.